Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome back to Grassroots Marketing here on CannabisRadio.com. And on the program, I want to go ahead and introduce you to a new platform that's recently been launched for both consumers and industry experts to rate and review cannabis products. And it has been launched in California with a curated selection of California cannabis products, with additional markets to be added in coming months. From the press release, from the onset of the launch of this app, it is said to be that we've brought together a team of expert buddhists, B-U-D-I-S-T-S, and buddhist is the name of the app, B-U-D-I-S-T. The group that is part of this cannabis community that is part of this includes certified ganjiers, cannabis cup judges, journalists, and connoisseurs who all have incredible breadth of knowledge to contribute. And joining me right now is the co-founder and CEO of Buddhist, Jocelyn Sheltraw. And also joining me is the chief operating officer and co-founder of Buddhist, Claudio Miranda. Jocelyn, Claudio, thanks for being on with us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Jorge. We're so excited to be here.
Off the bat, what would be the best example for those that look into a conventional app store, whether it's iTunes or Google Play or what have you? What would be the best example of what this app is doing for the cannabis community?
Exactly. So just if you think about other industries, whether it's restaurants or movies or wine or beer, every other consumer industry has some rating and review platform where you've got people that are conversing, that are sharing their love of this particular product. And so as we were building out Buddhist, you know, we looked at analogous platforms. We looked at Rotten Tomatoes, and we looked at, well, how do, you know, professional movie critics and how do moviegoers come together and rate and review different movies? We looked at Yelp for small businesses and for restaurants. We looked at TripAdvisor for travel. And we took little bits and parts of each of those, you know, from Rotten Tomatoes using that dual scoring system, which really allows both your general moviegoer as well as your professional critic a voice in that rating and reviewing process. You know, with TripAdvisor, how there's really long form reviews and people are coming into the platform and they're just sharing all of their experiences in this kind of pay it forward mentality that it's going to be helpful to other travelers. We're really inspired by that, and we just felt that there was a need in the industry to bring a platform that would really democratize the review process and give a voice to both your professional critic as well as your general consumer. And that's what we hope Buddhist will be, is a home for people to come, share the products that they love, learn about other products and brands, and really build community. And as we are saying, like elevate or build that culture of connoisseurship.
Now, what is it about the distinction of one to have where the critics have a particular scoring system that they provide along with your conventional users? And when it comes to California, I could imagine that you have people that are in the space that will come in that have so many years of experience, like both yourselves, coming in and creating this idea. What was the thought process of why you thought this was a good idea to bring up and bring people into the mix in terms of I guess it's connecting and bridging the gap between the users that might not be familiar or aware of certain products. And for those of you that get to go and be, you know, at a Hall of Flowers or an Emerald Cup or whatever there is in California, and go to a lot of stores, openings, launches, and have the access to it and be able to go ahead and give your take to somehow allow the audience, the users, to go ahead and also, you know, make that effort to go ahead and make the attempt to try products that you have already sampled.
Yeah, I'll show this. Yeah, well, as Justin mentioned, you know, as we looked at analogous platforms in other vertical markets, you know, we're really inspired how Rotten Tomatoes approaches this and having that dual rating system. And why we think that's important, you know, as we look at the history of professional reviews, right? This is something that's been going on for decades, right? If we look at pre-internet, if you want to know about the best movies out there, you know, you turn on the TV and listen to Siskel and Ebert, for example. If you wanted to find out the best, you know, wines that you might be able to buy, you know, there would be leading critics like Robert Parker and Antonio Galloni who would be publishing the best wines that you can find around the world through their various publications. And that's a great model, but it is kind of a little bit antiquated in the sense that it's hierarchical, right? It's top down. And you have these experts who have a lot of consolidated power in those different vertical markets. And they're the ones that are shaping consumer purchasing behavior, right? Whereas with the advent of the internet, especially Web 2.0 with social media, you know, you have a groundswell, you have this ground up movement of everyday consumers that are revolutionizing industries, whether it's photographers that started to revolutionize Instagram, or you found folks putting on their own YouTube shows and started to revolutionize and overthrow like the centrality of TV as a form of media, right? But by the same token, the ability to rate and review products, doing that through a ground up movement of consumers started to become the norm. And so for us, it was really interesting to be able to position both of those two aspects of you get your professional critic, you get your consumer, and not only do you now get to see both those perspectives, one that's a little bit more traditional, hierarchical, top down, one that's a little bit more groundswell from the ground up, from the people. Not only is that an interesting thing of juxtaposing the two, but ultimately what we're trying to do is help consumers find the right products for their needs. And we feel that being able to look toward those different perspectives, everybody will be able to make their most informed purchasing decision, because we know that some people are going to trust the professional critic more in some cases, but some other individuals might want to trust their peers, everyday people that are walking into the dispensary and buying products on a daily basis. Some people might want to see that perspective. And so you're able to see that balance. And as someone like myself that uses services like Rotten Tomatoes or Metacritic that uses this dual rating system, mm-hmm. I like to see both of those. And I like to see in some cases, what do the professional critics say to give maybe a little bit more of an intellectual view of a movie versus what do the consumers want to say? And it gives, it fosters a more balanced approach and ultimately ends up creating the best outcome for the consumer, which is what we thought was most important with Buddhist.
When you look at the critics that you have, and when you take those examples of Metacritic or Rotten Tomatoes, I review on Rotten Tomatoes as an audience member, and I do look, and you know, and you also have to kind of go on a gauge. So if it's an action movie, you really don't pay attention to the critics because they know, like, popcorn movies, very, very empty filler kind of movies, they're not going to go ahead and judge well. And I also want to feel like maybe the same thing could apply here for the critics you have here. And Jocelyn, I'll ask you about this first. What is it about the makeup of the people that will be the professionals that come on here that might not have a particular bias towards certain products, might not have a particular onus towards certain brands? So if somebody says, oh, we're more, you know, akin to cookies, or we're more akin to whatever it is, there's these people and maybe those professionals that they might be working for another company. I mean, is there anything to be said about any transparency or any particular possible bias they might have towards certain products because they're trying to push a certain narrative?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That was something that we considered greatly in the process of assembling this team that's grown to now 25 individuals. Mm-hmm. And so what we looked for with these individuals, you know, first and foremost, it's subject matter expertise, right? And that's why we assembled, you know, gangiers, people that are actually trained in the assessment of flower and concentrates. Then secondarily, you know, we were looking for people that had a strong voice in the community, people that were already recognized as being somebody who's trusted, who has a following of people. Everyone had already been out there sharing their voice in some form, whether that was on Instagram or on LinkedIn. But as we all know, there's no platform that just freely allows people to talk about, you know, the nuances of products. So that was really important to your point, making sure that all of these individuals and people that have been really trusted in the community, that is key for this point. Also just the diversity. If you go through and you look at our 25 different critics, they're wildly diverse in everything from demographics to their own personal use cases. You know, using your example, we've got some people that love sun-grown flowers, some people that love indoor flower. We really tried to assemble a team that if you were scrolling through and looking at these buttists, whatever kind of consumer you are, that you would find somebody in the app that you would identify with. That was really, really important to us in this process. And then obviously, you know, writing. Strong writing capabilities is really critical, because what we're doing is we view ourselves as Sherpas, in a sense, to guide consumers to understanding all of these products. So really making sure that, number one, that you want to be that voice, that that's how you see it. This isn't just a platform to come like wax on, wax off about your own personal connoisseurship and really just kind of nerding out. It's really to help other people. It's, again, it's that pay it forward mentality. What does a consumer, somebody else, need to know about this product or this brand? That's at the core of everything that we're doing, which is why we, as we were assembling this team, we built out a very extensive editorial guideline and training where we're going through and we're teaching people how to think about assessing products and then writing about those products and communicating those product details to the end consumer. And so you'll find when you go through, you know, that truly these critics really exemplify that. They're subject matter experts. They're trusted in the community already. They have strong writing capabilities. They're sharing beautiful photography to really elevate the brands along with it. And they have social followings. You know, they're out there. They're being a voice in this industry. And that's not easy to do when we're getting shadow banned and we're getting shut off of platform after platform.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
So far, I don't know how many reviews you've already had on the app so far and what you've had in terms of judging and the grading system so far. Have you seen any grades from the early adopters of Buddhist and your group of Sherpas that have really been, I mean, really just both sides of the spectrum, where they were like, okay, here's your one rating from the Sherpas that might have had a certain rating, but then the audience doesn't feel the same?
Yes, so far, you know, we've just beta launched in December of this last year. So we've only been in market for a few months. And we just publicly announced, as you mentioned at the top of the show, last month. And so we launched the platform with a very critic-led approach. So the vast majority of reviews that you'll find on Buddhist today in April are mostly, again, from our critics, but we just started opening it up to consumers and those reviews are starting to trickle in. So far, you know, we've seen a lot of similarity there. Like, we're seeing that, and this is kind of somewhat by design in the sense that we started with our critics because we wanted to build a solid foundation and a standard of excellence that we were hoping consumers would follow. And by that, I mean that we wanted them to follow a code of professionalism and conduct, of how they approach the process of professionally rating and reviewing products. Certainly, we allow for a diversity of voices. So if we find one of our critics or buddies gave a product, let's say, a 95 points, and a consumer felt like, wow, I didn't have that experience. My experience is closer to an 85 or an 80. Well, the platform certainly allows for that. But that's a key thing. You know, when you actually drill down into a given review, there's a lot of reasoned logic as to why they gave it that point value. And it'd be really interesting to see whether you have a broad kind of a polarized view with someone that says, for example, I opened up this jar of concentrates. I got a really strong aroma. I'm getting, you know, incredible complexity aroma with both earthy and fruity and gassy aromas. It'd be interesting to see if a consumer had opened that same jar and said, this had no real potent aroma. I'm only getting one note. And I think if anything, that would speak more to potentially the chain of custody of that product, that maybe they got a product that was stored improperly throughout that chain of custody. And then that's something that they can comment on in the review itself, right? In our case, with our critics, we make sure that that chain of custody is as perfect as it can possibly be. But I think going back to the main point, you know, we want to celebrate those differences of perspectives.
Right.
And one thing to note is that for a given category, we have multiple critics already. So looking at concentrates as an example, we currently have six concentrate critics or buddies, right? And within those six voices, there is a lot of diversity. We have some that are more the solventless purists. We have others that are maybe more like the everyday consumer that's looking at BHO products and solventless and might hold less of a sharp kind of purism when it comes to the products that they're consuming. But even with those differences, the range in the score is going to be a little bit closer to, let's say, a 95 and a 92 than it is going to be like a 95 and a 75 or an 80. And so that's another thing about the assessment process is that I think that the more people that use the platform and learn about the standards and the procedure, they calibrate off one another. You start to see how other people are assessing and articulating their experience with the product. You learn from that. You reflect on your own process. You're like, you know what? I do get that. I do get those notes. I did have that experience. And what you start to find is that through that calibration process is a little bit more of an evening out of that. But it goes certainly, I think, as this scales, we're going to see some polarized views.
And
we want that diversity. And that goes back to the initial point. When the consumer gets on the platform, if they see that person that is really have a high standard and is rarely giving out high points versus someone who's just freely giving out kind of high scores and they seem to like everything, well, the consumer can make the decision of which of those voices, be it a professional critic or a consumer, they identify with the most and they can gravitate toward those voices. That's the democratizing element that we've built into the platform.
Jocelyn, you came into the mobile app industry in 2008, so right at the end point, the starting point of the revolution of the iPhone and all. So apps all over the place. You've worked with Uber, Pandora, Spotify, which obviously a lot of collaboration goes with those apps in terms of, you know, participation, engagement, and, you know, giving really that customer service experience so that people really know, you know, what services are really doing well and people are enjoying it and they're rating it and scoring it as such. And then for yourself, Claudio, I see for your end, being very in a scholarly manner, being a mentor for a very serious, one of the most influential people by High Times Magazine. You were put one of those top 100 in 2018. Also being brought up in terms of being part of several advisory boards. So you definitely have you're both entrenched into the community, have the idea of where to go with this, and California being the test market, which obviously, you know, you have a very established decade plus market in place. I mean, I don't know how many people you have that would have already consumed cannabis at this point, but very much aware of the industry, a lot of, you know, maturing of the market right now and what they have. And then also because California is such a place for awards and for events to go on, so the very best of the best go and visit California and present their products in front of you. How often would the Sherpas get a chance, I guess, when it comes to staying on top of new brands or staying on top of new products? What is it the process to get new products that will be reviewed? How do you research? How do you come up with what products should be reviewed for the audience of the Sherpas to go after and score?
Yeah, so it's in part a combination of, you know, from my background and, you know, studying the markets for so many years, I certainly have a strong knowledge and understanding of all of these different products that exist in market. And then same thing for Claudio, being on the brand side, having built numerous brands in the market, we just have a really great understanding of up-and-coming brands, the brands that have been, had longevity in market. And I think it's because of that understanding that we really assembled this like first set of product or brand partners. We looked at them as being incredibly diverse. So we thought, well, what is going to make up this universe of products that are being sold in the legal market in California? That should include big brands. That should include your craft producers up in Northern California. It should include your indoor producers in Los Angeles. We wanted to make sure that we really had this breadth that whatever, again, whatever kind of consumer you are, that you could find some product on the platform that you would be interested and excited about. And a lot of it, we lean on our buddies to find those new and hot brands, right? There's no one better than our buddies, who are these people that are just so integrated within different communities within California. And so they're always coming to the table and saying, hey, did you see, have you heard of this product yet? This thing just launched. And that's what we hope buddies will do, is help give a voice as well to these new brands that need a platform to tell their story. And no better person to really help do that through than a solid recommendation from one of these critics.
Fantastic. So website for those that want to go and get themselves in and just enough of themselves, buddist.com, B-U-D-I-S-T.com. You can download from the app there, from the App Store or Google Play. And California is the first market. Can you give me an idea of what other markets you're looking at launching in after this? And, you know, have you had a lot of reproaches by brands right now that need to be on top of this? And want to, you know, part of it would be they want to go and see what the audience and what the Sherpas are going to say about it to help promote their products, or those who might want to go and advertise. Talk to me about, you know, the engagement you've had from brands so far now that you've already brought this up and it's now live.
Yeah, well, we're getting a lot of interest and demand from brands and others in all the major cannabis markets in North America. And so that is certainly our plan to expand beyond California as early as later this year, toward the end of the year. We're planning to go into some of the larger markets throughout the United States and eventually into Canada, so that there is a market expansion strategy. I think first and foremost for us is establishing, you know, a foothold here in California. You know, I think as you've alluded to, California is somewhat the hive and the heart of cannabis culture and the cannabis industry. Certainly not the only one globally, right. But, you know, we look at ourselves as like the Napa Valley of the United States, right, where a lot of the great producers come out of the key regions, whether it's the Emerald Triangle or Santa Barbara or out in Yolo County. We have such a diversity of producers and manufacturers and growers that really make up our culture here in the cannabis industry in California. So we felt it was really important to kind of start here and grow from there. So we have really exciting plans here for the future in terms of bringing Buddhist to a state near you.
So really appreciate it. Now, Buddhist.com. I almost said it wrong. B-U-D-I-S-T.com. Available on the App Store and Google Play. And again, I've been joined here with CEO and co-founder Jocelyn Sheltraw, CEO and co-founder Claudia Miranda. Thank you both for being on. Congratulations and best of luck with the app.
Thank you, Jorge. We appreciate it.
We appreciate your time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.